Now that we have spoken about the cross-cultural management from an international HRM point of view, let me move on to the next aspect of the entire international HRM business. So here the focus would be on comparative human resource management. As a part of our comparative human resource management, there are many components which we are going to discuss upon. How we examine HRM and the differences between the countries and region. How we are getting influenced by the labor markets, the education, the policies, the laws, and the cultural expectations between the countries and international locations. CHRM also explores the variation into the HR policies all across the nation. It also focuses on how HRM adapts to the country, the nation, and from the overall Indian and the other international businesses and the different locations and different countries from a context point of view. It also focuses on how do we consider the impact of culture, government, and educational system on HRM. Let me give you a small example. Today, when I'm operating from one particular country, my entire jurisdiction, my entire workplace, my entire compliance is restricted to that particular state or that particular country. When I talk from an international HRM point of view, from a human resource management, when we get into the international business, it expands my horizon, and definitely we focus on other businesses, other work-related challenges, wherein we are focusing not only on the local business, but at the same time, from an international cross-border point of view, we are also getting exposed to the international components of HRM. For example, a labor market. The labor market in one particular country will be definitely dynamics will change if we move on to another area, another geography, because every geography has its positive and negative, its plus and minus, its pros and cons, which will be influencing your entire business processes. And that's the reason, from the education point of view, from a cultural point of view, from a law point of view, CHRM explores all these components and keeps your HR policies intact, not only from a domestic location point of view, but also for your international business point of view. And that's the reason today, MNCs are operating all across the globe, all across the world, and that's how your comparative human resource management is one of the key elements we need to focus on. We need to describe this in a detailed way so that from a learning point of view, you are examining your entire HRM, not only from a country, region point of view, but also from the labor point of view, from the market point of view, from the demand and supply and the economy point of view, and at the same time, from the culture, from the adaptability, and also from the overall business perspective, how HRM will be able to adapt this from not only from a local context point of view, but also from an international point of view, is something which we are going to discuss in detail when we talk about the comparative human resource management. Moving on to the international human resource management, which is IHRM. Here it focuses more on managing human resources across nations and from an international context point of view. It also ensures that these are cost-effective practices while the respective countries, along with the differences which they are coming along with. It also addresses the complex scenarios which requires you to have been very, very exclusively taking care for the extensive coordination, because here we don't only restrict ourselves to one particular business, one particular geography, we also expose ourselves to the overall international business and from an international geographies and boundaries point of view. It also considers the employees from their personal value system, because we consider every employee, every person as a part of our family, as a part of our family situations in our HR practices. For example, considering employee, personal and family situations in the HR practices is one of the important components of the international human resource management. Because when we deal with expats, when we deal with international clients, when we operate from multiple countries, multiple locations, and we have our presence in one particular MNC and multiple MNCs, all these dynamics will come into picture, because here we consider employees as a part of our family and employee value system, employee value propositions, and from a family situation as a part of our HR practices are the important components which we need to consider upon. Diversity, equity and inclusion, which is DE&I, are one of the core central processes, central elements of all international HRM practices. Here, we don't only focus on one particular gender, one particular religion or one particular category of employees, with D&I keeping into focus, D&I being kept at the center. It helps you to expand your entire horizon, your entire business processes from one particular location to an international location. At the same time, here we do not disturb the ecosystem of our gender diversity, of our culture, of our equity and our entire equality point of view. It is very important for each one of us to consider these parameters. Just to give you an example, from an Indian context point of view, today, lot of female employees are getting global opportunities, which was not the case few years ago. Hence, today, women participation is one of the key elements as a part of our diversity initiatives, which today every organization is striving their best to give the best to women employees. That's the reason today the participation of women after taking a career break and joining back the organization is something which is tremendously positive in the last few years, which we have experienced in our entire learning curve. Today, the participation of differently abled people, the participation of other genders has been significantly improved in the global scenario point of view. Hence, today, we are giving a lot of employment opportunities, not only to our hometown employees, but also international employees are getting international opportunities as a part of our international human resource management. Now, some of the prominent models which we all consider from a IHRM governance point of view. One model popularly known as Model A, where it decentralized and automation as a part of their key element. Model B, which focuses on compliance, which is managing the legal risk as a part of our international HRM. Model C, which focuses on the economic focus and managing the financial risk. And Model D, which focuses on integrating the governance and the strategy to improve the operational excellence and the operational performance. So all these models currently, as a part of our international HRM model, focuses on not only the economic development of our country and the overall economic development of the global market scenario, it also helps you to take care of your legal compliance to ensure that the risk is minimum. With the international HRM model, when you get exposed to multiple countries, obviously the risk of managing multiple countries from a compliance increases a lot. Hence, as an international HRM student, we need to ensure that these models are balanced between each one of them, so that Model A, Model B, Model C and Model D, all these models as a part of our integrated businesses and our integrated governance and our economic focus as a core element. Because if one particular business, one particular country or one particular location is creating a lot of revenue, we can share the best practices between each one of them. And that's how you can not only grow from your local business point of view, it can also open the wings from an international HRM point of view, because with global MNC culture, with IHRM model, from a governance model, this definitely will improve your profitability. This will definitely give you more goodwill in the market. At the same time, this will give you a larger visibility from an overall learning and development point of view and from an HR processes point of view. Hence, these models are very, very important models which we need to understand in a little much deeper sense so that we will be able to talk more about these models as a part of our learning curve. These are the challenges which every international HR student today faces. Challenges which typically international HR related challenges which we all are discussing. Few of them which I would love to discuss upon is the global business redesign and relocation of work, merging businesses and harmonizing HR processes, rapid startup and the development of international operations, upskilling and managing complexities of local and international operations, leveraging our technology while considering the local insights. At the same time, when we leverage technology as a part of our local insights, it not only increases your local presence, at the same time, it gives you the option of exploring international market. As a part of our global relationship management, as a part of our global business, there are a lot of redesigning which happens because every country, every particular province has its own positives and negatives. So relocation is one of the important parameters from an international HRM point of view, which is a challenge which comes to our day-to-day activities because people generally are very much comfortable in their own habitat. That's the reason when there is an international opportunity which they have, there are a few challenges which we all go through, and that's the reason we take some time to understand these challenges, and that's the reason your international HRM from a global practice point of view helps you to develop these policies, helps you to understand the human dynamics, keeping the HR business at the center, and how we can develop the other peripherals of the international HRM point of view is a key learning for each one of us. From an ever-changing HR practice and HR supply chain point of view, this is a web-based HR services. So today, with globalization, at the click of the button, thanks to technology, thanks to internet, thanks to all the technology advancement which has happened, at a click of button, we are getting exposed to all the activities from an international HRM point of view at a single click. And that's the reason today, the overall change management scenarios from an international HRM is one of the key elements we all need to focus upon. Meeting performances and meeting the performance pledges, which is from a cost point of view, is one of the important parameters. Since cost is always one of the critical factors of any business, please be sensitive from a cost point of view, because the more cost is increased, the more revenue is going to dilute from your entire funnel. Hence, it's very important that your cost, your production and your profit, all of this is running hand in hand to be able to be a dynamic international HRM professional from a long-term perspective. Also, operating through global HR network and knowledge sharing will be the key important factor for each one of us, because when we get exposed to international HR practices, we not only understand the domestic dynamics, it also exposes you to international market, and that's how when you are exposed to a global market, you would know the whereabouts or what is happening all across the country, all across the globe, because all these from a globalization point of view is going to help you to understand these concepts from an international HRM point of view. And with this global exposure, you will be able to do your job much better, much effective and much quick if you are exposed to all the international human resource practices. Marketing the employers, the brand, and making all these brands across from a global market point of view is also one of the advantages which each one of us as a part of our learning will be able to getting the advantage, because when we are branding from an employment point of view, we are getting exposed to international locations. We are not only promoting our base location, we are also promoting our product or services all across the globe. And that's the reason at a single click of button, we are getting exposed to international market, and that's how we are able to generate more revenue, we are able to create more profit, and at the same time, we are able to create that ecosystem wherein we can flourish and we can develop our international human resource practices from a long-term perspective. At the same time, we need to identify HR as a HR identity for the various issues which are going to arise because of decentralization and because of lot of challenges which we all go through from a centralization and from a decentralization point of view. So please try to understand, when you are working for a international MNC, there are a lot of challenges which we will come into picture from an international HR point of view. Hence, we as HR need to identify these challenges, we need to face these challenges, need to brainstorm and come to a conclusion on the all possible solutions which comes to your mind from your learning point of view. And at the end, if you are able to apply these international HRM as a part of your day-to-day challenges from an international HRM point of view, it is going to help you to structure your entire plan from your human resource management point of view, which will definitely help you to centralize and decentralize as a part of your country, as a part of your state, as a part of your international HR practices. As a part of upskilling myself, upskilling our brand, it is very important for each one of us to understand the complexity of local business. At the same time, understanding the local business and upskilling yourself to an international business, you need to understand a mindset of a customer. You need to understand the complete dynamics of your market to be able to enter into a global market and expand within your country and outside country. Hence, upskilling and managing your people from a complex business, from a complex operations point of view, is something which will be a key challenge for each one of us. Now, moving on to the next part, these are the key objectives which everybody will face from an international HR director's point of view. So the key elements which we are going to focus upon is the enabling, ensuring, and providing service point of view. So when I say enabling, I am referring to enabling the capability development of a global basis. What I'm referring to here is enabling capability development on a global basis, ensuring effective knowledge management, providing HR services which are very, very cost effective from an employee point of view. Let's understand these components in little detail. So when I say enabling capability development on a global basis, what I'm referring to here is, if you are operating from a global business point of view, you not only enable your local business, it also enables you to work from the international border point of view. From a capability development point of view, from a HRM point of view, you are expanding your horizon from one particular country to an international location. So as a HR international director or somebody who is taking care of the HR businesses, we play a role of enabler, ensuring that we are keeping our people, keeping our knowledge, keeping our entire manpower up to the mark. Reskilling, upskilling, and ensuring that your skills are intact from a long-term per se is one of the key elements which you need to ensure from a HR director, from an international HR director point of view. At the same time, you need to ensure that you are providing a long-term continuous services feedback to your manpower, to your HRM, and this has to be very, very cost-effective. Please remember, as an international HRM, cost is one of the key elements which is going to cut your profits from a long-term per se. Hence, please be very clear. Please ensure that you minutely design, understand your processes, understand your HR practices in such a way that you are not only able to foresee your challenges from an international point of view, but also from a local point of view, because both local and global presence will ensure that your entire economy, your entire cost effectiveness, your entire client centricity is at center. At the same time, if your HR practices are cost friendly from a long term per se, it is going to help you to run your business from a long term point of view, and also providing HR cost services, HR friendly services from a long term per se should be the key element which every student today need to focus from a HR director, from an international HRM point of view. Now, from international HRM to global HRM, these are a few elements which we need to focus upon from our learning point of view. So let's understand these concepts in a little better way. Point number one, balance between standardized HR practices and local sensitivity. Optimized versus standardized HR processes for best practices. Global HR networking replacing the traditional structures. Focus on value-added global, regional, and local HR solutions. Managing experts and applying the global rule set as a part of our HR practices. Let's understand these concepts in a little better way, in a little deeper way. When I say striking a balance between standardized HR practices and local sensitivity is something which we all need to ensure that we not only take care of our domestic processes, we also create that sensitivity in such a way that we strike the balance between local and international policies and international processes in a better way from an HRM point of view. At the same time, the difference between an optimized and a standardized HR processes, which one to be chosen, which one need to be picked up, is something which you all need to decide from your best practices. So please understand these practices from your local governance point of view and from your international governance point of view, and how we can optimize these two from a standard HR process point of view is what you all need to be sensitive about. From a global HR network point of view, today, all the traditional structures are getting replaced. The standard way of doing business, the standard way of managing any hierarchy, day by day is getting diminished. And that's the reason today, everybody is looking out for a new model. Everybody is looking out for an international HRM point of view, how we can best utilize our resources at the shortest time, because time plays a very important role in a global HRM and from an international HRM point of view. Here we focus a lot on value-added services from a global region and from a local HR solution point of view. HR solutions need to be always updated from a long-term per se. Please don't make it as a standard process and we continue with the outdated policies and outdated manuals from a long-term per se. Please ensure that you are always keeping your records updated up to the class to ensure that whatever globalization, whatever international brands, whatever international market today is being created, we need to keep yourself abreast at par with all these practices. Hence, as a student of international HRM, we need to ensure that we not only focus on our local brands, we also understand the international dynamics, what is happening around us, what is happening all across the group, to be able to understand these businesses much better and address the HR related challenges from a complete HRM point of view. Also, managing the expats and applying the global rule from a rule set point of view is what every HR need to manage these activities from a long term per se. Hence, when we talk about expats, please understand they are operating from another country. The moment I say expats, they are operating from my country, but they are not originally from our country. That's the reason when I say expat, they are operating from an international location, and because of business today, they are associated with you. Hence, the international, local, and global presence creates that difference. It is highly influenced by their personal equations, by the global economies. At the same time, your talent and culture from a dynamics point of view plays a very important role. Hence, your eating pattern, your sleeping pattern, your life of, you know, lifestyle in which we all are working, everything plays a key element as a part of our international and as a part of our global HRM point of view. Now that we have discussed on the global HRM and international HRM to global HRM, let's move on to the next part of our discussion. Now we'll focus on organizational development and capability development. As a part of organization capability development, our key focus is on leveraging technology and marketing capabilities globally. Globalization and market changes reshape the competitiveness of our strategies and our processes. Possession of unique capabilities drive competitive advantage. Organization capability aligns processes to meet the customer's need and the customer's demand. Organization's HR role clarifies and building dynamics, building strategies, organizational capabilities. Let us discuss these in a little better way, in a little detailed way. When I talk about focus on leveraging technology and market capabilities globally, what I am trying to mention here is when we are dealing into a global market, particularly when we are leveraging on a technology as one of the immediate mediators who's going to define your long-term and your short-term strategy from a marketing point of view, such policies, such capability development, advancement as a part of our learning curve will ensure that we are able to compete with our competitors, not only at a local level, but at a global level. At the same time, globalization and market changes the reshaping, the complete competition and the strategies of your global presence, your product, your services, your entire customer lifecycle management is highly, highly influenced by the globalized market challenges which we all are currently facing as a part of our global challenge from an economic development point of view. Possession of unique capabilities that drives the competitive advantage. These unique capabilities which we possess from an HRM point of view is one of the organization's capability development model which will help you to standardize your processes, your HR policies, and from a long-term per se, when you possess these unique capabilities, it gives you a competitive advantage because you are able to manage your HR processes much, much better way if you are able to manage your organizational capability development model. As a part of our capability development model, we need to ensure that we are skilling our employees from a long-term per se. Let us not stop the learning curve at one particular point. Let us not do the same thing again and again. Let's innovate new practices. Let's understand what is happening from a capability development point of view all across the globe. Because when you are dealing with international businesses, it not only helps you to understand the international group dynamics, it also helps you to streamline your processes. It also helps you to grow your local business, not only at the domestic level, it also helps you to internationally develop your business from a domestic to a international phase. Every organization capability today needs to be aligned with your processes, which at the end meets your customer's demand. Whatever your customer today is demanding, whatever today our customer is asking for, we from a HRM point of view need to sensitize our processes in such a way that we are able to merge both our processes and what my customer's expectations are into a seamless way. And once this is done, trust me, every organization's capability, every organization's from a overall dynamics point of view is going to help you to meet your customer's demand. Because at the end, if you're able to meet your customer's demand, you definitely will have a lot of positive margin from a profitability point of view. Because at the end, if your business is creating revenue, if your business as a part of my HRM process is giving me that diversity from a complete organizational capability development point of view, it is going to sync all these parameters into a small, tiny, minute elements into a long-term perception about your business. It is going to help you to understand your dynamics, your marketing dynamics, your client list, at the same time, from a employee, from a customer point of view. It will also how you can take care of your employees from a HRM point of view. At the same time, how you can meet your client's demand, how you can meet your organizational capability development, and how we can sync both of them to be able to get the best results out of our international HRM subject point of view. HR roles today clarifies and it strategically builds the organization capabilities. When I am talking about organizational development from an organizational capability point of view, I need to ensure that my resources whom I am getting associated with are not only kept aware of all the group dynamics from a local and international point of view, it also need to ensure that all your policies, all your practices, all your HRM practices are focusing on the organizational capability development point of view. And hence, at the end, it's very important for each one of us to keep organizational capability development as one of the key elements, because at the end, the more capability we develop, that's the more business we are going to add on to our entire profit margin. More customers will be added if you are able to develop your skill sets. Once you develop your skill sets, your productivity increases. Once your productivity increases, your profitability increases. The more the profitability, the more business growth. And at the end, if you see, this is a complete circle which will help you to develop your organization's capability and development from a long-term perspective.